"So, what's going on?" he asked. "Your father doesn't know you're here yet," she said. "He thinks you're not coming for another hour." Myron nodded, puzzled. "What's he doing in the basement?"
"He bought a computer. Your father plays with it down there."
"Dad?"
"My point exactly. The man can't change a light bulb without a manual. All of a sudden he's Bill Gates, always on the nest."
"The net," Myron corrected.
"The what?"
"It's called the net, Mom."
"I thought it was nest. The bird's nest or something."
"No, it's net."
"Are you sure? I know there's a bird in there somewhere."
"The web, maybe," Myron tried. "Like with a spider?" She snapped her fingers.
"That's it. Anyway, your father is on there all the time, weaving the web or whatever. He chats with people, Myron. That's what he tells me. He chats with complete strangers. Like he used to do with the CB radio, remember?"
Myron remembered, circa 1976. Jewish dads in the suburbs, checking for Smokies on the way to the delicatessen. Mighty convoy of Cadillac Sevilles. 10-4, good buddy.
"And that's not all," she went on. "He's typing his memoirs. A man who can't scribble down a grocery list without consulting Strunk and White suddenly thinks he's an ex-president."
They were selling the house. Myron still couldn't believe it. His eyes wandered about the overly familiar surroundings, his gaze getting snagged on the photographs running up the stairwell. He saw his family mature via fashion, the skirts and sideburns lengthening and shortening, the quasi-hippie fringes and suede and tie-dyes, the leisure suits and bell-bottoms, the frilly tuxedos that would be too tacky for a Vegas casino, the years flying by frame, like one of those depressing life insurance commercials. He spotted the poses from his basketball days, a sixth-grade suburban league foul shot, an eighth-grade drive to the hoop, a high school slam dunk, the row ending with Sports Illustrated cover shots, two from his days at Duke, and one with his leg in a cast, and a large fonted, "Is he finished?" emblazoned across his knee cast image, the answer in the mind's eye being an equally large fonted yes. "So what's wrong?" he asked.
"I didn't say anything was wrong."
Myron shook his head, disappointed. "And you, a lawyer. Setting a bad example? It's no wonder I never ran for higher office." She folded her hands on her lap.
"We need to chat."
Myron didn't like the tone.
"But not here," she added. "Let's take a walk around the block."
Myron nodded and they rose. Before they reached the door, his cell phone rang. Myron snatched it up with the speed that would have made Wyatt Earp step back. He put the phone to his ear and cleared his throat. "MB Sports Reps," he said, silky smooth, professional-like. "This is Myron Bolitar speaking."
"Nice phone voice," Esperanza said. "You sound like Billy D ordering 2 Colt 45s.
Esperanza Diaz was his longtime assistant and now sports agent partner at MB Sports Reps. M for Myron, the B for Bolitar, for those keeping score.